Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble, eSETI TV, YouTube, everything. We're out there now, and we're not being censored as much, you know, so that's good. But anything, there's a lot going out. First, I want to say, you know, our hearts go out to those in Lahaina and Maui. You know, we have friends there who lost businesses and homes, and it's very sad. The hurricane winds came with no water and the fires were devastating. So I hope there weren't any directed energy weapons used along with weather engineering like most of the other fires going on, but time will tell. You know, all those Quebec fires and everything, they all started simultaneously at the same time, and it fits into that agenda, that UN agenda. You know, they want everybody in their little 15-minute smart cities, which is an internment camp, basically, an electronic internment camp. The August 8-8 Lionsgate came in with a fury. The Cannibal CME was an X-class flare that was geocentric. It was fast-moving and joined other solar flares. When this happens, people get dizzy, sometimes ill, as the body rises to the new frequencies. And some people exhibit behavior from lethargy to emotional outbursts. Following that, there is severe weather, earthquake, and volcanic activity for the next few days. So a little heads up, don't be surprised if there aren't some major earthquakes and some volcanic activity, along with some severe weather, especially because this is an ongoing thing. The sun is just, doing its thing. And we are moving through this. Everybody has a different name for it. They call it this ribbon. They call it the photon belt. They have all these names for it. But we're moving through a highly energized place in space, and everything is changing. All the planets in the solar system are going through incredible climate change and magnetic changes as well. So, poles are moving, and it's just a huge shift that we're going through. And it has little or nothing to do with carbon or CO2. I hate to tell you this, it's so much bigger than that. That's just a scam to transfer the wealth, you know, as usual. But anyway, don't fall for that. This is a galactic event. It's so much bigger than they're telling you. One of the breaking news, it was a total bombshell delivered by Jan Halper-Hayes. And she did a review, and rather than tell you, better just play the video. I mean, this video is a game changer.
In the studio, good to see you, as always.
Good to see you. There's
so many people putting this down as a political conspiracy theory, but actually there are real questions to be answered here.
There are?
Yeah, of course there are. Of course there are.
What he's being accused of, but what part do you think is to answer that? The 2020 election is going to be re-litigated because of this. They've made a huge, huge mistake with this one, because even though we thought what was going to happen was they were going to go after him for treason or sedition, but they did criminally charge him, but they didn't go to that extreme. As a result, he has due process, so he can subpoena people and bring things in. Now, let me say something about this 2020 election, is that Biden is the legitimate president, but he's the legitimate president of what is now the bankrupt U.S. corporation. And that was a treaty in 1871. Well, on September 12, 2018, Trump created an executive order. Within that, he outlined in future elections any kind of foreign or domestic interference, specifically for the 2020 election. So we say, how did he know some of these things were going to happen? Election integrity on both sides of the aisle is tough. It's really tough. But what this has done is it's opened the door for Trump to present his case.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because, what we see on this side of the pond is a very difficult situation where the legal system is politicized in the United States, which is abhorrent to us over here. So the fact that Trump can subpoena, some people saying it's a mistake by Jack Smith, but actually he can subpoena, people can actually see evidence from both right. sides. That's a sensible yes. move.
Exactly. And it's a great mistake by Jack Smith that he's done that. Absolutely great. See, the thing is, think about Edward Snowden and all the information he had. Think about the fact that our military, our Department of Defense, Space Force, if you think that they don't have the actual real results from the election, then you're fooling yourself.
Yeah, but what we do know with this is we're told that there are plenty of notes from people, including Vice President Pence, that there are some recordings of Donald Trump acknowledging that actually what he said in public was nonsense. That some of these states, whether he claimed he was out saying it's, I mean, look, Detroit, it's corrupt, it's all corrupt, the results are corrupt. And that when in reality, he knew it wasn't. That's illegal.
But you know what? That's what someone's claiming, but that's not the fact. And that's not what Donald Trump really has ever said. He's been very, very clear. I mean, the issues were, for example, in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania stepped in and changed some of the election laws. Under our Constitution, it's only the state legislators that can do that. 2,000 Mules, the film that came out, what they did, they spent over $4 million tracking the phones. And the reason it's only 2,000 Mules is that based on the visits to the drop boxes in Georgia, they had to have gone over 10 times. And they've got all the film for that. So the thing is that the election integrity is so different and so problematic in every single state, every single state. But that doesn't mean that the machines didn't do something, that there were some other kind of finagling. But the long and short, go ahead.
Well, it doesn't, but that's where conspiracy comes in, is it? To say, well, it doesn't mean that something didn't happen. Well, there's no evidence that it happened. I mean, there's how many court cases did the Trump campaign try to bring? There's nothing's gone in his favor.
Okay, wait a minute. Everyone, the media goes, oh, there were 60 court cases that were rejected. No, there were three. He won two. He lost one. 57 were never heard because they had no standing. And standing means that the person bringing the case has to claim some kind of impact or injury. So it's really, you know, the media did that, and they're great at doing that, but it was a fallacy in there. And the thing is that, you know, I sit on a task force at the Department of Defense, and the thing is, they've got the goods. They've got the goods. And Trump knew that if he presented any of the goods early on, we'd have a civil war. That he really felt that the people needed to see how bad it could get.
And that's the sense that we're getting from Trump's lawyer about what his defense is going to be. So this is all going to be based on free speech, the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, that he had a right to say what he believed. And mm-hmm. he believed that the election results were not as was put out. But the point is, if you live in a democracy and you believe in a democracy, then that means that even if you don't like the outcome of an election, you respect that because it's a democratic vote.
Well, a democratic vote, and so therefore he should be silent about it.
He has a right to speak, but the issue, of course, is if he then acts to subvert that election result.
Oh, so that because you think he's being criticized because in Georgia he said, can you find me 12,000 votes? Or, you know, the thing is, he didn't try to subvert anything. What he's really done is he set up the deep state to come out, and that's why we're seeing all these things. I mean, it just was revealed with whistleblowers and Hunter Biden's ex-best friend that in 2015, the head of Burisma gave Joe and Hunter Biden $10 million bribe. In 2018, Joe is on TV publicly saying that he threatened that unless they got the prosecutor fired, that he wasn't going to let them have their $1 billion in support. In 2019, Trump calls Zelensky to find out about what went on to get the prosecutor fired, and he gets impeached.
Mm.
I mean, that's... We've lived with it for a long time.
The secret space fleet has all the evidence, along with other watchdog organizations, of extreme election fraud, from ballot stuffing at the boxes to inserting massive amounts of fake ballots by the truckloads were delivered. You know, so tampering with the voting machines and changing votes on a massive scale has also been revealed. And what you don't realize is Sidney Powell won her case against Dominion in an appeal. The lamestream news is not covering it. So what's next? You know, Trump is going to be releasing the Kraken now because he has full subpoena power to bring out all the evidence, you know, checkmate. So you're going to see a mountain of evidence coming out about election fraud. And that's just right around the corner here. The RV had another false launch. You know, don't quit your day job. We've always told you that. You know, everything is in place. The military has to flip the switch. We're waiting. As long as I've always said, when the chemtrails end, that's when you have your planet back. So as long as we're doing chemtrails, and there's nothing good about those chemtrails, believe me. There's some great Dane Wigginton is putting out some wonderful new videos. Go see them. They cover all this stuff. But I think this geoengineering going on is really population control, basically. That's the bottom line. It has nothing to do. That's just the guys that it's operating like they're, oh, we're trying to cool the planet down. There's a lot of people on whistleblowers on the inside. They're saying, no, what they're spraying is toxic, and we need to stop it immediately. Basically, the Earth will take care of herself. You know, when the planet starts heating up, what does she do? She creates, you know, a severe weather, extreme cloud cover. Volcanoes go off, adding more CO2, more greenhouse to block from the solar events that are happening. And she adjusts to what's happening. And they're trying to stop that adjustment or intervene. And their concept of intervention is pretty much removing most people off the planet. They think that's going to fix things. Has nothing to do with it, you know, basically. So we'll go further into that later. The Ukraine, a massive money laundering operation, has failed on every level, other than making a lot of morally challenged people rich, putting U.S. weapons back on the black market. So top officials in Ukraine are buying multi-million dollar houses, sending untrained people grabbed off the street to the front lines. It's becoming a slaughterhouse. And people don't know the real reasons behind that war. I mean, there's biolabs there, you know, with, you know, certain people's names on it, like our present administration. There's at least 40 that they've shut down. There's massive, just, I can't even, I don't know what you'd call it, you know, other than genocide, you know, being done to the Russian speaking people and the Russian people there. It's beyond what's people can imagine. There's a major Nazi element there as well. There's child trafficking, drug trafficking. It's the mecca for all that. And that's why we're spending all this money to prop it up and keep it going, because the people involved in that are in the highest places of this present administration. So that's what the real deal is. We're protecting their assets. It has nothing to do with democracy. So anyway, every Ukrainian offense has failed with massive casualties. Hundreds of thousands of new graves are being dug. I mean, you can see one place where there's over 200,000 new graves, I think about 250,000 new graves that were dug. And this has got to stop. You know, it's psycho. You know, what's anybody that keeps pushing this thing is psycho. They're a psychopath, period. End of story. You know, so. Anyway, you know, no one, including the Ukrainian people, want this to continue. You know, this is a futile war. And if they had a vote, it would be over. It never would have happened, basically, if they had a vote. So much for democracy. There is no democracy. There's no vote in Ukraine anymore. It's a dictatorship, period. And you're not supporting democracy or or you know, they, you know, speaking of democracy, Kenny would roll over in his grave if he saw what's become of the Democratic Party. You know, they support everything he had or abhorred. It's just, if he were alive today, he would be a Republican, not a rhino, a defender of the Republic. The Democrats don't even know we are a Republic, not a democracy. And those who are a threat to the democracy are defending the Constitution and the Republic. It's that simple. You know, everybody that's a threat are those who are standing up for the individual freedom and rights of the people, the Constitution. And those are the threat, you know. Now, on another note, the January 6th committee accidentally destroyed all the evidence concerning their investigation. Hours of lies and deceptions on record. You know, what is it with the Democrats? They can destroy subpoenaed records, phones, computers, keep classified documents spread across the country in unsecured garages, and nothing happens. You know, it's like, you know, the FBI was caught in a massive censorship operation with social media giants, not to mention demanding bank records from Bank of America of anyone visiting D.C. after January 6th, as well as any firearm sales. And, you know, there's no two-tiered weaponized, you know, just us system. You know, we're trampling on constitutional rights here. Nothing to see, folks. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's so blatant. You can't miss this anymore. If you are missing it, you're just in denial and you're participating in your own loss of freedom and demise, basically. And go for it if that's what you want to do. But none of this makes sense until you know how we got here as a civilization. And we have to cover this so you understand the big picture. And when you understand the big picture, you understand the nature of the cosmos and the real history of Earth. And so we'll see if we can tie this all together in a rough outline due to time restraints. So I can't cover everything, but I'm going to give you a rough outline so you understand where we're at. And everybody's been asking me for this over and over, and they love the monologues and where I just talk and things like that. I'd rather bring guests on the show. A lot of the guests I used to have on the show have kind of become opportunists and kind of fell in their integrity levels. So, you know, we're looking for some new people coming up that have a high level of integrity and earn service to humanity, Earth. And we got a whole new group coming up that we'll be working with. So anyway, let's start out with the real history of Earth. So there's been colonies start on Earth from the stars for over 300 million years. There are glass-lined tunnels that are 300 million years old, and they crisscross the entire Earth, and they're everywhere. And so nobody knows who built these tunnels. They're so ancient. I should look into that because I pretty much think I know, but I don't want to say on the air until I really get into it. But I know the Nazca lines were tied into the Andromedans that were here. And they're very tall. They're 8 to 10 foot tall beings. And now they've ascended. They're mythologically known as archangels, a lot of them, because they have magnetized light bodies and they live in a holographic light universe. And when you go to the Andromeda, there it's a multidimensional place. And so there's different levels of Andromeda. But that group that started those colonies here a long time ago and did the Nazca lines, those were the Andromedans. So, and I'll get further into that because the Earth has been colonized many times. So 450,000 years ago, so we've got 300 million years of known advanced cultures here coming to the Earth. 450,000 years ago, the Lyrians, a very tall race known as the Anunnaki, we endearingly called them the Coneheads, you know. So, and Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven, and they established colonies throughout the galaxy, and they brought others with them to mine the gold to save their planet Nibiru, which was losing its atmosphere. The Ajiji were the ones that they brought, and they had a revolt, and so they had to bring in a whole different group to mine the gold. There's a primitive man called the Denisovian man, which they upgraded to help them mine the gold. Enki was the lead scientist who endeavored on this mission. Enlil, the brother, was a defeated general who grew weary of the new workers and wanted them to be terminated, the experiment to end. So we have this dichotomy of this all-loving, all-forgiving, all-loving God, and we have this jealous, wrathful God. And this is part of the foundation of that. You know, when you have the Old Testament, you have Jehovah, which was a jealous, wrathful God, and this is a lot of genocide going on and things like that. And then you have Jesus bringing in the new covenant, which was Yahweh, the all-loving, all-forgiving God. And so that's why Christians are split. And so this same pattern has been going on for a long time in human history, and we have to look at that. And I think we need to focus on the all-loving, all-forgiving God and make that connection within our own personal selves. So I'll go further into this anyway. Enki continued to upgrade the primitive man to almost equal in genetics. So Enki kept upgrading the Denisovan man until he was very close to the ancient Lyrians. I mean, very... And there's something about the human genome added with the ancient Lyrian genome is created demigods, basically. And so Enlil was very upset about this, and he wanted that to end because some of these upgraded humans were actually going beyond him and some of the other people there because they weren't operating under universal law. And so they cut themselves off from creator at a certain level, and they couldn't go any further. Well, the humans that were upgraded, they were in service, you know, they were very open to source, and they were in service, and they're more on the subjective side. And you have to be subjective to spirit for it to come through you. You can't be objective. So the subjective side is the feminine side. The objective side is the male side. When you lock yourself into the male side in this whole patriarchal program, there's an imbalance and everything goes to hell. And that's kind of where we went. So anyway, as we said, that he continued to upgrade the primitive man. And this is the same where we were creating the same image of the gods. Now, God is plural in the Bible. Elohim is plural. And the bearded gods of old were the ancient Lyrians. And so this doesn't dismiss that there isn't a God. You know, I'll go further into that. So so there was many attempts to exterminate the new human, and hu means God, and man means mankind, basically. So human means God man. And so we have to remember that we have the genes of the gods, but you know, in truth, God has no gender. It has no physical form. It's beyond all that. It's a paradox. It's everything and nothing in the same. So people can't wrap their head around that. But, you know, some belief systems believe God is nothing and they worship the void. And other people believe that creator is omnipresent in all creation. And then other people believe God's a little old man with a beard and a laptop that has a strict set of rules, and he's going to judge and condemn everybody that doesn't fit those rules. That was brought forward by the enslavers. You know, a lot of the religions brought that image forward to control the people. So we'll go further into that later. Throughout the years, the colonies grew, humans evolved, yet the DNA, all the DNA lines were different. So there was humans that had different levels of DNA, different levels of advancement of their DNA. And there are other groups that started coming and colonizing here too that had different DNA. So we're this big smorgasbord of DNA down here right now. And it's not just one group. We have the DNA of many groups. So, some people had more Lyran DNA than others. The two brothers of Anu, some call An, you know, were Enki and Enlil, and both had siblings, and they were given vast sections of land to govern over. One sibling was Marduk, and he became a great warrior, and his aspirations to rule and conquer eventually led him to make a pact with the reptilians or the Dracos. He then turned on his own people for total supremacy and rule of the earth. So we've been under Draco law ever since. So we're actually coming out from under 450,000 years of Draco law, but also there's been a long standing resistance against that law. And so we've been having all these wars and power struggles and everything ever since. So, and we'll go deeper into that. So anyway, there were many turf wars over the land and power, and then came the pole shift and the great flood, which is cyclic in nature, and it happens all the time. So there are many natural disasters that made civilization start over as primitives: pole shifts, meteor impacts, giant tsunamis, volcanoes during that time period. The second attempt to colonize and terraform the earth were the Palladians. And right now the Palladians have more genetic stock, both plant and animal and human stock, than any other race. So they're actually been given the scepter, you know, the galactic scepter. So they're basically the ones in charge down here, but they go to the Andromeda Council and other councils for advice, you know, when they're working. So there's a whole light alliance of beings out there that are working together. So these peaceful Palladians are, they're Lyrians, but they're now Palladians that left Lyra-Menza years ago, set up the colonies in Orion, the Hades and Pleiades system. And then came to Earth, Mars, and Malone or Maldek, which is now the asteroid belt. And some of the Palladian terraforming ships were actually shot down by reptilians after agreements were made. So they didn't uphold their agreements. And they go, yeah, come on down, no problem. And as soon as they dropped their fields, you know, and started to land, boom, they shot them, which is a typical reptilian program, you know. So anyway, the first colonies, believe it or not, were in Australia. And so from there, they went to Africa. And the entire history is written in stone at Gosford Glyphs in Australia, if you want to check that out. The Strongs have a lot of information on that. So much of the gold and breastplates of the pharaohs came from Australia. So you can track that back. And the major Palladian colonies were Atlantis and Lemuria. The Atlanteans worshiped the intellect and science, where the Lemurians worshiped the unseen God and everyone and everything. And they were also spacefaring as well with advanced technology. So the Lemurians warned the Atlanteans they were misusing their technology to dominate and control others, going against universal law. The Atlanteans responded by melting down their cities with beam weapons, and that's the origin of those big green glass sheets and shards found in the Gobi Desert and other places. Hang on a second. And this same scenario is being played out to this day. So there are those who want to dominate and control others, misusing technology, and those who serve others, seeing the God within them in all creation, the lovers of freedom. The same lineages and bloodlines still exist now, expressing as tyrants. So those who want to dominate and enslave, and the lovers of freedom, who want to serve, empower, and assist those less fortunate to reach their highest potential. So it's the same thing being worked out in Atlantis and Lemuria. We're going through the same thing now. Anyway, the fallen global elite and the deep state versus the awakened, the white hats in service to God and country. That's kind of what's being played out, but it's multidimensional, because all you've got the demonic forces, you know, and satanic Luciferian forces, you know, behind the dark hearts and the Illuminati folks or global elite guys. And then you have the light hearts, you know, the benevolent ETs and the ascended master and everything working behind, you know, the white hats, you might say. So it's a multidimensional thing that's unfolding. So, so this goes much deeper. Who covered this? The latest Roseanne Barr and Gene Code Decode interview does a deep dive into this, and it is deep and it is dark and it's pretty heavy duty. It goes into child sacrifice, trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking. It's really ugly, but there's a huge cleanup going on with this. So I'd check that one out. Probably just type in Roseanne Barr and Jane D. Coat, and I'm sure it'll come up, unless they censor the hell out of it, which they probably will. But anyway, there's a temporal war, a very ancient war that's going on to this day. It's a war for your very soul, just as there are fallen Anunnaki, dark, demonic, negative, reptilian, and gray forces that are also light positive forces acting on our behalf. You know, a major cleanup, the depths of which are unimaginable to most, is underway. And most people just can't comprehend how dark and how ugly this is. I mean, it goes into child and sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, and it goes into food source. Humanity as a food source. It is so dark. I didn't want to go there, but watch that interview with Gene and Roseanne. It'll cover that. So anyway, the ascended masters, the ultra dimensionals, benevolent offworlders, and ancient ancestors are returning to liberate the planet. And we all have to do our part, live according to universal law, stop doing the bidding of the dark hearts, break the spell of social engineering, use critical thinking, do your own research outside the lamestream media, and check your moral compass, you know, right now, because people are doing things that are so self-serving and narcissistic that it's unbelievable. And other people are awakening to this, and they're saying, no, not here, you know. So we're all having an opportunity to set some boundaries and just say, nah, do that somewhere else. You know, basically that's where we're at. But anyway, you know, we have to break that spell of social engineering again and use critical thinking. And it's step outside of the mainstream media. The liberation is inevitable. Nothing can stop what is coming. And it's time to get on the right side of the fence, because the dark hearts are on the downward spiral, ending in total annihilation and collapse. So they cannot stand under the weight of their own karma, which is being accelerated and amplified. And those who live according to universal law will have their good karma amplified and accelerated. So the fence sitters are going to lose their fence. So what happened is these ancient families, and it goes back to Atlantis and Lemuria, and from there it went to Egypt, and a lot of the Phoenicians and Egyptian families are the ones that are still under control of the reptilian forces, the Dracos, and they've risen to the top, and a lot of there's families beyond, there's families we don't even know about. So we see the Rockefellers and you know, the Rothschilds and all these other guys. We see them, and that's just the window dressing. It goes much deeper. And then it goes into unseen negative entities. So that feed off all the pain and suffering and chaos created on Earth. So, and they're all part of that system. So that system is imploding right now. And, you know, look at Jekyll Island, the creature of Jekyll Island, I think it is. There's a lot of books you want to read about that, is how this system was created. So it's a very enslaving system, you know, and it's a system that's designed to kind of milk us dry until we die, basically. And now they want the vast majority of us dead, you know. So look at the Georgia Guidestones and other things, you know. So that's almost all the stuff we're seeing going on is all about population control, and they're using technology to mimic earth changes. And there already are earth changes going on, but they're accelerating them and amplifying them and creating them. You know, they have their satellite technology, their DEW weapons, directed energy weapons, and they have they're doing weather warfare and psychotronics, everything. And so there's a big war going on. It's a war on extreme technology. It's a spiritual war going on, and it's multidimensional. And so people need to realize how this all goes down. So anyway, with these new revelations, I wanted to explain to you what you're seeing on TV, where you're going up and down and up and down, and you feel like, what the hell's going on? You're losing faith and everything else. That's all kabuki theater. And most of these people aren't who they think, who you think they are. There's a lot of cloning going on. There's a lot of masks. There's a lot of acting. There's a lot of, it even goes into to silicon-based Android type of things. I mean, there's so much going on. Anyway, so that's all being revealed and that's being cleaned up. And they're really trying to wake up the people as to what's, how bad this really is. I mean, most of humanity could not handle the truth. They couldn't handle how dark this is. You know, when I first knew about this, and trust me, I mean, I knew about this 40 years ago, and I wrote about it in my books, exactly what's going to happen. I said, all the agencies are going to reverse and do exactly the opposite of their mandate. And things are going to get really dark. And then finally, it's like the Lakota prophecies where they talk about the beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide. And that's how long this beast is going to have its reign. And it just wants to totally control and dominate everyone. And it's so consuming that it eventually consumes itself. And when the beast falls, that's when we have the 1,000 years of peace, and the benevolentes return and help us restore the planet and realign with universal law. And then we take this quantum leap in evolution. So that's what's being played out right now. And we're right at the pinnacle of this. The beast is doing a dive off the Empire State Building, basically. And it's got nowhere to go. It's going to hit that wall and boom, it's done. So anyway, it's not self-sustaining. It cannot sustain itself. It's collapsing under its own weight. And it can't. Now, this is the important thing to realize. You've got to understand the bigger picture, because these solar flares are part of a greater plan, and it's part of a cycle. And the multidimensionals and the ascended masters, they're all utilizing this time, this shift that's going on. And they're behind this shift. And so they're working with these energies, working with the natural unfolding of this galactic event. We're working with that energy. And so every time you see a major solar flare hit the planet, with that comes consciousness and energy, because the light is conscious. And every level of that light spectrum is conscious, has consciousness attached to it, and it aligns with the chakras. And so when you look at the chakras system, you know, you've got your first level is survival. That's base survival. First chakra, your second chakra is creation. It's the sexual energies. The third chakra is power. And that power is supposed to be in service. It's supposed to empower others and help others and empower you to fill your own unique soul purpose. And the next chakra is your heart chakra, which is love. It's love expressed, you know, like, supposed to be anyway. And we get up in the higher chakras, you get in, this is supposed to be love expressed. And then you get into the third eye, which is God seeing and everything. That's when you see through the dimensions, you see everything's multidimensional. You start seeing beings and spirits, and some beings you start seeing aren't in your highest and best good. So you have to learn to heal and see negative influences when you go there. And we teach that here at the ranch. It's also on the website. But you get into the seventh dimension. This is God. This is where you merge. This is your seventh chakra, is like your God connection. And so when that opens up, and we're not supposed to be running things through survival, sex, and power, and all the lamestream media and you know, the big corporations, everything are trying to lock you in survival, sex, and power. That's what the media is all about. That's what the movie system is all about. Everything, you know, the Grammys, it's all the same. And it's all about, you done me wrong, you hurt me, you know, it's all about conditional love. You know, it's all about need. I need you. you know, it's all about overpowering others and it's all about survival. You should be very scared, you know, because something bad is going to happen to you. And they keep you locked in those first three chakras. You know, that one thing is if you buy the right car, buy the right beer, have the big house, you know, everything that, you know, you'll be happy, you know, you'll be happy. So bye, you know, that's, and it's all external. And so it's all going to crash because it's external. It's has a timestamp on it. It's only going to last for so long. And the internal stuff is eternal. So when you love yourself, accept yourself, approve of yourself, and you love others unconditionally without all the conditions, then that's going to be eternal. The conditions, when they don't meet the conditions, then if you have conditions on it, that's not eternal. That's going to collapse because people will always, you know, as long as you have a personality and a body, they're going to have an agenda, and it depends on how much they've been socially engineered. And so it's not, it just doesn't work. You just have to love people unconditionally, become sovereign in your love, acceptance, and approval of others as well as yourself. But you have to love and accept and approve of yourself before you can truly love and accept and approve of others. And that's when you get into the unconditional love aspect of it. But right now you're seeing in the whole community, the community program, especially the UFO community, you know, this whole victim thing. And, you know, victims are opportunists. And if they don't get what they want, they become a victim. And then the upper opportunists jump on that. And then they try to take everybody down. And so they can look good. And I'm a savior. Look at me. Look what I did. And it's an unconscious F-fest. That's the only thing I can say. It's a thing you can never break free of. You'll never get out. And, you know, I went into that system and now I'm out of it. I don't even engage anymore. I've heard such nonsense. It's just like, you know, other than doing my own show, I'm not in I don't do the conferences anymore. If I do, it's just Skype. You know, it's like, I don't involve myself in that. It's a big drama. You know, now it's become a big carnival because unfortunately the big money that's come into that is tied into these satanic Luciferian banksters. And now there's a controlled narrative there and there's an agenda and has nothing to do with truth or what's really going on. So anyway, you're going to find that out. All this stuff is going to be exposed. I mean, look at the disclosure program right now. How long has this been going on? How long have they been trying to get the politicians and the military to admit that UFOs are real? I mean, 70 years, I think, something like that. And where's it gone? I mean, just it's made a little bit of headway and that's it. And why? It's because everybody's given their power away to these external sources to tell them what's real and what's not real. Until you stop that, this is going to continue for another 70 years. So, you know, you need to rise the occasion. You need to seek your own enlightenment and heal the past, release the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, and get your information from inside and hang out with other people, other enlightened people that are of a higher frequency. And that's how you rise. But this social consciousness thing is just another, they just get another new famous movie star or music star or whatever. And they come out and go, UFOs are this and that. And then that goes for a little ways and then nothing happens. And then another one, they get, and nothing happens. And then what people don't realize is that there is a control narrative. There is planned opposition on the highest levels within the UFO community. Hollywood's involved in all of that. And we've been sold a bill of crap, basically. I would say a bill of goods, but it's a bill of crap. So anyway, I really want you to think about who is talking about the ascended master's role in this, the higher dimensional, ultra dimensional beings. You know, who is talking about the benevolent ETs and that are here to assist and help? You know, who is telling you that you can make your own contact with these beings and work with them and you know, receive all kinds of incredible healing and information and everything else. I mean, they're the ones that have the ability to help this planet ascend and restore itself and clean up. And but who's talking about that, especially in the disclosure movement? They're not covering any of this. It's all like, do they exist? Are they real? Are they bad? Are they good? You know, and most of those people don't even know who the good ones are. They don't know about their culture. They don't know how they live. They don't know about their environments. And so they're not experts, but that's who are the experts in all these movies and things you see out there. They bring, oh, I have a PhD. I went to a college that teaches UFOs don't exist. And so I'm an expert, you know. You're an expert in what? In what? Recycled ignorance? I mean, this is rough, but it's true. I mean, they bring these people on that are pragmatic and they're, I'm a scientist and, you know, most of science is recycled ignorance, we've learned. And they pump these guys up as this guy is real. You know, this guy is the, gotta listen to this guy. He worked for NASA, you know, never a straight answer. Come on, you know, it's like NASA is being revealed as a very bad joke. So anyway, all this information. Now I know for a fact that we've had anti-gravity and counter-gravity since 1930. It even goes before that. Tesla had things, there was other things way before that, but anyway we had the science back then. And so if we, let's say, just to be on the safe side, that the Germans had it in 1930, we had it in the 40s, we back engineered ships and everything else back then. If we did that, where are we now? And why haven't we heard about all the fearless energy technology, the anti-gravity, the counter-gravity, our own secret space fleet, and all these other things going on? Why are they still doing these lame disclosure things with politicians and the military? It's seriously, figure it out. It's a really bad joke that's being played on humanity. And that joke is about to end because it's an old joke and nobody wants to hear it anymore. They want to hear what's really going on. And so I want to get into that. And you know, a lot of the ascended masters, they come from every culture. There's lamas, yogis, masters, you know, masters like Yeshua ben Joseph, or people call him Jesus. Jesus means Jesus, son of God. The Greeks gave him that name. Yeshua ben Joseph was Yeshua born of Joseph. That was his real name. And he had a big family and they all worked together. But you've got that. You've got Babaji, the yogi Christ. You've got Buddha. You've got Kuan Yin, you know, you have all of these masters, the ascended masters. There's a whole list of them. I'll be here forever, that are working to help lift humanity, to liberate, you know, people from themselves and from tyranny. And they've been here working forever. And then you've got the benevolent ETs. Some of them were our ancient ancestors, and they built these exquisite temples and stone buildings and monuments and we can't duplicate today, and they're returning. And they continue to evolve, and the ones left on Earth devolved, and so they're returning, and they're calling back the ones that fell, and the fallen Anunnaki are being called before the councils and saying, why did you break universal law? You know, why did you do this? Why did you go against your own people? You know, and so they're being called. And also the reptilians are being dealt with that have been here for forever. And because of that pact with Marduk, that's being cleaned up. The benevolent Anunnaki are dealing with that. We also have the Andromedans, the mythologically known as archangels. They're here, and they played a very big part of our history, including the birth of Jesus, which is another big story. You know, it was more of a scientific conception versus an immaculate conception. It's very high technology. We can take a laser and transfer the frog DNA into a salamander DNA and turn it into a frog. We can do that right now. So imagine what they can do. in the past. So there's been a huge genetic upgrade by the benevolent ETs. And there's been a lot of other manipulations by the lower regenerate or degenerate ETs. That group is falling. But anyway, there's been a lot of manipulation going on. But anyway, these other groups are coming in. So you also have the Orion Council of Light, which are six-dimensional beings that went through the wars. They went through the Orion Wars, and they're coming in to help liberate the planet right now as well. And they're the heavy hitters, the heavy lifters. And so they're very tall, very beautiful beings, but they're very balanced. They went through the Orion Wars. They understand, you know, what this is all about. And we have the Pleiadians. Now, the Pleiadians are kind of mixed. They have, most Pleiadians are just get beat up down here when they incarnate because they have no concept of somebody lying to them or stealing from them or abusing them or they don't have that con. It's not part of the reality. And so they have hard lessons here and they have to get earth savvy or street savvy, you might say, when they come in. It's very hard for them to be here because they have to wise up. Now the Orions already went through all that. And so they have that balance, but there are Pleiadian warriors coming in right now that are warrior class that are, you know, it's over. I mean, they're done. No more negotiations. They're taking out the trash basically and cleaning things up. And then you've got the inner earth beings as well. And the inner earth beings are involved. You know, they have beautiful, beautiful cities. You know, the elven beings, the what they call fairies, you know, there's a lot of everything is preserved on the inner earth that ever was on the planet. And they control them with their minds and things like that. So very advanced race there. You know, there's a lot of history about that, but they still exist. And they're jumping in the program now because they're done. You know, these guys, this Dark Fleet guys and these other guys have actually declared war on them. And it didn't work out too well for them because they're very advanced. They've been here forever. And there's other beings. There's very tall beings in there that are benevolent. And the negative stuff is they've transcended all that. But anyway, all these groups have transcended war and disease and poverty, and they're living under universal law. And now they're going to have to step up and do a major house cleaning. They see there's no way they can avoid that. The non-interference gloves are off, and they are stepping in. So that's what's happening on these higher levels. So it's like the source itself, whatever you want to give a name to it. And if you want to call it Yahweh, you know, I think Asherah was Yahweh's wife. There's always a balance there. You got to remember, you can't project God as this male authoritarian thing. There's always a balance there. So if there's a God, there's a goddess. You know, and when they merge, they become one. And so anyway, you got to realize that, you know, focus on the ones that are benevolent, the ones that are the all-loving, all-forgiving beings that are here to help serve and awaken humanity and help them rise to the highest potential. That's what we have to do. And that's what these groups are all about. They're all about universal law, and they're coming in now. And so it's like the source itself, they're all pressing in. It's pressing in on the planet right now, and the suns are going boom, boom, and letting off all these coronal mass ejections and flares. And, you know, when you get into gamma ray, that's seventh dimensional energies coming in. You know, all these other rays are adding all this energy to the planet. And it's creating, it affects the bioelectric fields around. The humans have to release it. The whole earth has to release it. The psychometrized energy from all the wars and all the other stuff has to be cleared. We have to release all of our past life nonsense that we've had to deal with. All the wounds and traumas from past life and childhood is coming up to be cleared. And so there's just a mass, and this is going to be expressed outward, externally. A lot of it, people that are going to make it are the ones that go internal and heal it, and take personal responsibility. People that aren't going to make it is the ones that blame and externalize everything. You know, they're not going to make it through this shift. So if you operate under universal law, take personal responsibility, release the past, and ask for healing, ask for help, you'll get through these because they have incredible healing technologies. I mean, I've been hit by everything under the sun. I mean, I've had everything from been shot at to had my car brake lines cut, the lug nuts taken off. I've had people all around me. They jump in and they create all kinds of problems, friends, family, lovers, everything. They've done everything to take me down. And the only thing that's pulled me out every time is my own personal connection with Creator. You know, I go back to that. And sometimes I have to set boundaries and I go, no, enough. I got to come back and get my center again. And we all need to do that right now. And because this other stuff is on the way out and it's kicking and screaming and it's like a cornered animal, you know. And so we have to just focus on our own evolution, our own healing, and our own personal God connection. And that'll help us get through this thing. But because it is a mess, you know. So anyway, that's the best thing I can say right now is that we're going through a huge transition. The parts that we can see of this are the suns and its activity and on the planet, and we can watch the huge shift in consciousness. We can watch the severe weather. We can watch the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. The Earth is expanding. She's expanding and growing. You know, all that is our physical examples of something much bigger that's happening. And we have to focus on the much bigger. And that much bigger is in us. You know, it isn't external, it's within us. So it's multidimensional. The whole universe is within us. All the planes and dimensions are within us when we go within. So that's the best way I can explain what's going on right now. And to help people get through these times and bring a greater understanding. But we have to realize there's been some very, very dark forces. There's so much inhumanity on the planet because there's a lot of non-human interference. And that's why they can do the things that they've been doing. And that's all being cleaned up. And there's a greater force, a light force that's coming in. And we're in the middle of that cleanup process. Chaos is part of the healing process that we're experiencing right now. There's going to be a lot of changes. So we need to become sovereign and prepare for that. And it means if you're going to remain in your physical body, you need to take care of your physical body. You know, you need to give the body what it needs, you know, pure food close to the earth, unprocessed food, clean water, you know, without all the additives in it, you know, fluoride and all the other chlorine and crap they're putting in there, which is killing you basically, slowly, slow kill. The chemtrails, we have to figure out ways to get to cleanse, you know, any of the heavy metals out of our system and all the other stuff that they're giving us. And you know, it's like on every level, you know, we have to clear out our mental body, all the social engineering and programming that we've done with our emotional body. We have to clear out all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. In our astral body, we have our past lives we got to heal and clear up. And once we've done that, you're going to call it, and we allow the Creator to come through each and every one of us, through the heart, into every situation. That's what brings the healing and empowers the individual. And that's what we need to do to get through these times. And so that's the best advice I can give right now. And throw your TV out the window. And there are some beneficial stuff on the internet. Be really selective on what you listen to. You know, always go by the heart. You know, your heart, your soul sits in the heart right in here, and your soul's a connector. So you want to be governed by your heart. Your mind is all the program, so input, and it's got so many filters on it that you really have to go by feeling. You know, God is a feeling. You feel God. You know, it's not a high voice, it's not a low voice, it's a feeling when it comes to you. So anyway, trust that. And also too, they have proven now that people who live very spiritual lives actually are undoing all this stuff on every level, even the physical level. There are a lot of these fibers and the, you know, everything in the jabs, the chemtrails and everything are being mitigated. through living a very spiritual life and asking for help and then making these changes in your life. And a lot of cleansing is important, you know, cleanse the body, get this stuff out of your system. So really on that note, I'm going to sign off. And so only thing I can say is, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, and keep your intent pure and live under universal law, which is basically, it's universal peace, you know, brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for all. That's the foundation of it. And that's what we have to do. We can't trespass on others anymore. It's going to be instant karma. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening, and we'll see you next week.